This is the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily starts right now. On today's podcast, I've seen the future and it's happening right now in my house. One of us gets a late night call from a colleague over the weekend. We give away tickets to V Festival, a not planned at all game of my new favourite. Which celebrities would still have teddies on their bed? And Chris tells us about who will be your new favourite person on Instagram. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So Chris is back on the show today. Hiya.
I'm just in shock over what happened at the weekend.
So you were filming the latest of your documentaries where you go to extreme festivals for the BBC iPlayer. Give me the top line, the highlights.
It's a death metal festival. Two major talking points from the festival for me were the weather, which was appalling. It was raining throughout 3 days. Yep. I was told it was going to be really sunny, packed shorts and t-shirt, pouring with rain. Yep. Didn't stop.
Uh-huh.
The other headline was when I interviewed a band called Archgoat.
Yes.
And they poured a pint of blood over me.
Well, that's pretty extreme.
There was, mate, I've never experienced anything like it.
I just went to Wales.
You guys ready for a party?
BBC Radio 1 Summer of Festivals.
Now, how was Wales?
Yeah, all right, actually. Yeah, it's like pretty standard compared to your weekend,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's
fine. Right. Just chilled, really.
Scott Mills.
Through the excitement of you telling me about your extreme festival, I've just kind of rewound in my head. Did you say you had a pint of blood poured over you at the weekend by a death metal band?
Yeah, so I interviewed a band called Archgoat, who are the, like, whatever you imagine with death metal, they're kind of on the extreme side of things, I would say.
But, like, having a pint of blood on you, not okay.
No, not okay.
Who's from?
So, right, I made the big mistake of asking, do they ever play weddings? Which didn't go down well at all.
No.
And so he picked up a pint of blood and just poured it over me.
Whose blood?
Well, I don't know.
This is horrendous.
Horrendous. So I think I've got to go for a blood test now just to... Because,
oh,
I mean, it's all gone a bit... It's, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell?
Like, how many more of these are you going to do? Because, like, I feel that I need to come and, like, be like, he's not doing that. Like, because you were on your own there, apart from, like, a couple of camera people, right?
Yeah, well, obviously, they love it, don't they?
They love it.
Go for it.
I feel, like, a little bit like I want to intervene.
But then, it is about extreme festivals, isn't it? So it makes sense for me to try and get involved.
Pretty extreme, Chris. Okay, well, I look forward to hearing the results. I'm sure it'll be fine. Weird. Mm. What else happened at the weekend?
Well, this is a funny one. I wanted to ask you if you got a call from this person as well, but a colleague of ours decided to call me on Saturday night whilst I was away.
Right.
And it was clear that she had had a few drinks.
Sure.
Did you get a call as well? Or was it just me? Because I did suggest at the end of the call that she gave you a call after.
Hang on. Let's look through. No.
But here's the thing. I don't really speak to her all that often outside of here. Like, I don't really get calls from her.
Okay.
And she's called me. I think she's had a couple of drinks and she basically called me to try and get her Uber driver on bangers.
Which seems like a great idea at the time. Oh, no. Did you have the number saved? Because it's happened before where I've gone, who's this? And it's like quite an important person from work.
But
like
I thought it was an important call about work. I thought it was some kind of news, you know, something to do with work. It turns out she was with her Uber driver talking about her job and has basically offered to put him on bangers.
Okay.
But like, isn't that kind
is this
of cross,
person?
It's not, well, crossing the line slightly.
Is this person important?
Well, I can't say no. That would be a terrible thing to say.
No, not really.
She is important.
Did you have her number saved?
But I'm saying it's kind of odd when you get...
Hello?
When you... I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of odd when you get calls from work colleagues late at night.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll remember it, though. Why don't we give her, like, a little call in the office?
Are we going to call her out on it?
I think so, after half one. That'd be nice.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So, at the weekend, Chris had a mystery call on Saturday night.
So, on Saturday night, I received a call from a work colleague here who never calls me. Like, unless it's a work thing, never really calls me. It was her birthday, she was celebrating hard, and she decided to give me a call that night because she wanted to get her Uber driver on bangers. So, obviously, she's had a couple of drinks and is kind of running her mouth a little bit. No, I really, really like this girl, by the way.
Running her mouth.
No, I just mean, like, it was just very odd receiving this call. Oh. And I haven't seen her since, and I thought the best thing that we could be doing is call her up now.
Imagine being her in the office right now, like, hating your life.
But I don't want things to be awkward.
Favor, no.
Because it's a bit like around big weekend time. Everyone becomes a bit over-friendly there.
Yeah.
Don't you notice? And then, really, it gets back to the office, and it's all kind of... just talking in office time and stuff like that. But
big
weekend, you know.
I know.
Well, it's just flying around.
Well, it's because it's like a bit of a chance for us all to get together, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously bring some great live music to many a place.
But which is a great thing that everyone gets to know each other a little bit more, but it's that like classic thing. Do you know what it's a bit like? Work Christmas party.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone gets over-friendly, then they get back to the office and actually everything that you've kind of promised on that night never happens.
Yeah. Okay, so a bit like when we met that lady in New York.
Yes.
And we were like, she was an amazing singer. She was in a bar, like a cabaret bar, wasn't she?
We
were like, she's amazing. She's like, this could be like a Susan Boyle story. And you told her that. You're the new Susan Boyle.
Yeah, I actually said that to her.
Never followed through with any of it, did we? You were like, we're going to make her a star.
But the thing is, I don't want things to be awkward. So to stop them being awkward, I say we give her a call.
That's cool.
Right now.
That's cool, Mel.
Obviously, I've got her number.
Yeah, all right. So, if you do that, cool. This is Mel from the Radio 1 office. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Mel.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, do you know who this is?
Yeah, hi, Chris, you all right?
Oh, it's Scott, actually, but I'm with Chris.
Yeah, I'm here as well. Why did you expect a call from us?
Sorry.
I just wanted to talk about what happened at the weekend.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, really good, thank you. It was my birthday.
Oh, what did you do?
I went and saw the Maccabees on Friday night, and then I just went out for some drinks on Saturday evening with some pals.
Saturday evening, yeah.
Now, the thing is, Mel, real talk here. Do you remember calling me on Saturday night?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
You remember that, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Because it was very, very late and you were in a taxi on the way to some kind of club.
I was on the way to a pop punk night, I think, actually, which was quite an insane way to finish my birthday.
Fair play.
But I was in a cab and my cab driver was banging on about bangers and I thought, you know, always working, content for you guys.
I know, but you were very excitable and I just kind of wanted to address it actually. It's like, because we don't really talk that often, do we? Like, we talk in the office, but we don't really...
So awkward.
But we don't, like, you don't call me to catch up with me normally on a Saturday night.
Especially not when you're in Lithuania. But I was excited and it was my birthday, so...
Yeah.
You were overexcited, weren't you, Mel?
I mean, I was, and I met a very nice cab driver, and he loves bangers, and it was quite late at night, and I was having a really lovely time. It was my birthday.
But how did it get to a stage with your taxi driver where you decided that you would call me?
I think that we were listening to an alternative radio station, and I think that I probably said, can we put Radio 1 on, please? As I said, always working.
Yeah.
And I probably got some tips from other people in the cab, and that's probably how it came about that I worked with you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because they've always got magic on, haven't they?
And I was not out for Chilled Classics, and I was on my way out for a podcast night.
No, you want, what was Saturday night? Yeah, you want like Mr. Jam, that's what you want.
Mel, you're being very,
exactly.
You're being very chilled about this, but the reality is you called me, you were having an amazing time, it was your birthday, you're like, you're right, Chris! Like, you had your mates in the car, it was clear that you, you'd had a couple of drinks, you know, you're out celebrating. The reality is here, what you've done is you've said to your taxi driver, it's like, oh, I know Chris. So... You've then given me a call, and what you've done is, but you've promised him, you've basically said, oh, I can get you on bangers, no problem at all.
Did you promise him that he'd be on?
You've abused your position.
Certified direct line to the bangers.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's like, I'll get you on.
I mean, if it got me 5 stars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, you've got to think about the rating. Of course you did.
Exactly. Come on.
So I think we need to clear up your mess a little bit. So have you promised this taxi driver that he can choose bangers?
I mean, I probably didn't 100% promise, but I probably led him to believe he could at some point.
The vibe I got when you called me very...
Actually, Chris, I think you did. I think I put you on loudspeak and I think you said there and then on the spot, yeah.
No, trust me. I wasn't in the position you were. You were the lively one in the cab. You called me on Saturday night saying my Uber driver's a big fan of the show. He'd love to choose bangers. That's what you said.
I think we should call him.
I think you should, definitely. He was a lovely man.
Mel, if you promised him that he'd be on bangers, you must have got his number, right?
We did a number exchange, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what's his name?
Ed.
Oh, you're going to get such a good rating star-wise after this.
I see where you're going with this, Scott. I do think that we should clear up the mess that's been made here.
Yeah, let's get him on bangers today. As promised.
Yes, absolutely. Mel, Do you know what? Yeah. This might be the start of something wonderful, though. Feel free to call me more often. It's just kind of weird because it's the first time that you've done it.
Yeah, but now the seal's broken. It's yeah. fine.
I mean, every week. I mean, I can get
maybe not every week.
Week if you like.
Different driver every week. All right, good to speak to you, babes.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I do like this thing with Mel, though, because I think now we're at a stage where she will be able to, like, we'll be able to call each other more often.
Yeah, I think it's, friendship-wise, it's quite good, actually.
Yeah, it was just like a bolt out the blue.
Yeah. I've actually got the taxi guy on the phone now. Hello, driver Ed.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here. We've just spoken to the lady that you had in your car on Saturday night.
Mel.
You remember her well then?
Mel there.
Yes.
Out of interest, what rating did you give her?
Oh, I did give her a 5.
That's because she promised you that you'd be on Bangers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so you love Bangers, right?
I do love Bangers, yeah.
Yeah. And you told Mel this, and then she called Chris here, and... spread the love.
Yeah, no, she did. She called him up on Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. And it's fair to say she was having a lively time, right? Mm. Like, you got the impression she'd been partying.
Oh, yeah, it was her 29th birthday, she told me.
Sure.
Yeah. Were they a nightmare?
Oh, no, I'm not doubting that. how many drinks do you think she's had?
A lot.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I knew what was going on. I told you, Scott. Mel's trying to play it down in the office today, basically, Ed. But we appreciate that she was probably very leery, very loud and partying hard when she called.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
So we're here to clear up that mess.
Okay.
Because really, she hasn't got the authority to put you on Bangers.
Oh, okay.
But any member of staff that does request it, we will follow it through. So can we give you a call a bit later on to play Bangers?
Yeah, sure, no worries.
Okay, I'll call you about 2:35.
Lovely, cheers.
Okay, love you, bye.
Scott Mills. One.
There is a word that I'm not allowed to say in today's show. If I do, it all goes off. This happens. And then you call 03700 100 100 and you will come on air, hopefully. And two of you will get a chance to battle it out for a pair of tickets to V Festival. What's the word I'm not allowed to say, Chris?
I can say it. It's backstage.
I'm not allowed to.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris both have something to bring to the table now. So shall I give you my show and tell from the weekend?
Go on, then.
So I was in Wales. I found the new LOL.
Which is?
When you find something funny, but obviously not actually doing this, but instead of actually laughing or going, LOL, you just go, but you have to say it in Welsh accent. I'm crying.
So I say something funny, then you go.
Yeah, I go. I'm crying.
Even though you're obviously not crying.
I'm not crying, no. But then I'm actually not lolling either. So, when I say lol, am I? But that's the new one. I'm crying.
So what if you're not crying?
Well, no, if it's something funny, then I'm crying.
Okay, so then what if you're actually crying? What are you doing then?
Well, I wouldn't say it, would I?
Good point, but if you're upset...
Well, no, if I'm upset, I'm not going to go, I'm crying, am I? Because it's obvious that I'm crying.
Oh, right, okay.
God.
Well, it sounds very confusing.
Anyway, what's yours?
My show and tell is, it's kind of like, if you need a boost on a Monday, I think this is the guy to do it. Someone made me aware of his work over the weekend, and it's a footballer, Scott, called Patrice Evra. And I want you to follow him on Instagram.
Oh, it's him?
His videos are amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
He's a really, really famous footballer, Scott.
Okay.
And
Patrice Evra.
Evra,
okay.
Please
What's
follow
he
him on
been
Instagram.
In?
He played for Man United and obviously France. And I think he's at Marseille now. I think that's right.
Okay.
But it's funny this, because with footballers, you don't really get to see into their lives much. Even those on social media, they're kind of guarded with it. But Patrice Evra seems to want to make everyone happy, especially on a Monday. And he keeps uploading these videos to Instagram.
So this is ideal if you're having if you're feeling a bit rubbish on a Monday.
I just think he's one of those people that's trying to improve everyone's mood on a Monday. I like that.
Okay. So what have you got here then?
So I've got some clips from Patrice Evra's Instagram, just as a kind of try before you buy situation. And then if you like these, give them a follow. Like this one of Patrice Evra just beatboxing whilst waiting at an airport.
I just get the impression that he's loving life.
Yeah, I never realised this about him. I never realised he had this kind of personality. This is a good one, right? So, as I said, he just wants to lift everyone's mood on a Monday, just make everyone smile a little bit more. So this is a video that he's put on Instagram. This is him on Instagram from this morning. Do you want to hear this one, Scott?
Okay, what is this then?
This is like a smiling challenge that he has set all of his followers this morning.
To a certain track,
to a song, to DJ Khaled.
Hi guys, hey, I just got a crazy idea. Let's do the I love this game smiling challenge. Just send me your video. I will repost my top three. I will be the judge. Don't be jealous. If you didn't make it, it means like I didn't feel your love. I didn't feel your happiness. I didn't feel your energy. I didn't feel you are more crazy than me. I didn't feel I love this game's mood. It's really simple. Even if you're famous, don't be shy. Let it go. Let's smile together. Let's start the challenge.
That's a smile challenge to DJ Khaled.
Mate, and then everyone is sending videos and pictures of them smiling to Patrice Everett. I like him
because
he's trying to get everyone in a good mood. I think we should try and get him on the show at some point. That would be amazing. He just sounds like fun. How about this? He decided it's an old song, this, but on one of his videos, he's just singing along to Holiday by Madonna.
Tune, though.
Holidays, baby! Holidays! All of us are good! I know you're not in holiday. You may be working at school. Let's take 1 minute to love this game.
He's mad.
On Monday.
Has he done Elvis as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a clip here.
Trying to be sexy on Monday morning. White men say, even my voice getting sexy.
Wow.
Only right.
Well, that's an immediate follow from me.
He's my new fave.
Patrice Evra.
Let's do it.
Let's all do it.
Scott Mills.
On Saturday night, Chris got a call from one of her work colleagues called Mel. She had a couple of drinks. It was her birthday, and she made friends with a taxi driver called Ed and kind of promised him that he would be on today's Bangers on the show because he loves it.
You've basically said, oh, I can get you on Bangers, no problem at all.
Did you promise him that he'd be on?
You've abused your position.
Certified direct line to the Bangers.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was like, I'll get you on.
I mean, if it got me 5 stars.
So Chris returned the favour and called Mel on the show earlier. And I'm pleased to announce that we now have him on the phone. As promised, here is Ed, the taxi driver. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Chris, yeah, you're a little bad. You all right?
Yeah, good. I'm hoping, because of this, if you ever pick me up, that it's going to be 5 stars all the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I saw my rating the other day. One of my friends thought that it would be worse than his.
You must have a horrendous rating.
I don't.
Way.
I don't.
I'm genuinely amazed by that.
What's yours?
Like,
this
is a
taxi company that is in some cities where they rate you out of 5 stars.
I think I'm just over a 4.
4.6, thank you.
Whoa.
4.6. My mate was gutted because, like you, he said, oh, yours would be terrible.
Yeah, but when you're...
He's on 3.9.
But when you're that close to being 5 stars, you know you've said something, which means they've marked you down.
Yeah, but you can always think that. You could go through your life being paranoid. What do you mark people down on, Ed?
I normally give 5 stars to most people, to be honest with you.
Excellent. That's a great answer. Right, so do you want to know what I've got for you today?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this is my choice. Yes. Florence and the Machine. And Calvin Harris. Produced by Calvin Harris. Spectrum, Say My Name.
If I'd chosen that, you would have been disappointed in me.
Yeah, but it's not Calvin Harris first.
It's quite not. Calvin Harris-y,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
It's definitely Florence and the Machine, whereas you just break glass for emergency Calvin Harris all the time. Or Chasing Status.
All right, Ed, the taxi driver, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this. This is a tune. Justice, D-A-N-C-E.
I forgot about this completely. Good choice. Okay. Ed?
Wow, that's pretty tough.
Isn't it? You love Bangers, by the way.
Sorry?
You love it, don't you, Bangers?
I love it, yeah. I listen to it every time.
Yeah, you were telling Melon in your cab.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was, yeah. Well, I've got a decision to make now, haven't I? This is really hard. They're both good tunes.
Who do you normally go for, Ed?
Sorry?
Who do you normally go for?
I normally go for Chris.
Yeah.
That's he did say that to me on Saturday night, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, you spoke to him as well, yeah?
Well, sort of in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who's it to be today, Ed?
Sorry, Chris, to do this to you, but I think it's going to be Scott today.
Yes!
Oh, it is good.
It's good. I would rate you maybe a 4 on that one.
Thank you.
Your bangers rating, 4.
We should do
bangers ratings yeah. every day, shouldn't we?
Yeah. And when you pick a rubbish one, it's like, oh, definitely a 1.9 there. Florence and the Machine, Spectrum, Say My Name on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Earlier, I promised that I'd tell you what the future is, because it's currently happening in my house. The future is in Echo Falls, my house.
Can I guess what it is?
Go.
Is it one of those little, like, robot hoovers that just wander around your house, like the one on Breaking Bad?
No. But kind of similar. Well, you're close-ish. Do you know what the future is?
Go on.
Dash buttons. That's what the future is.
So what are they?
Right, okay. So it's the latest gimmick from the massive company that rhymes with Amazon. And it connects to your Wi-Fi. You press a button, connect it to a product, stuff gets delivered the next day. So, right, imagine I've got one for loo rolls, okay?
Mm.
So if you run out of loo rolls, press it, they arrive the next day.
And then just, so...
Next day before 12.
Right, I think I know what you're talking about. And these are the ones that you can just, like, line up loads of them.
Yeah.
And press the button and then it, yeah.
It connects to your Wi-Fi through an app. So you obviously could just go on the app, but it's pressing a button and you can put the buttons where you need them. So, for example, if it was a loo roll one, you put it by the loo. I've got so far I've got for mouthwash, toilet rolls, washing up liquid, dishwasher tablets, there's a makeup one which I've not used, laundry tablets, and also beer.
I love this though. So, so what happens at house parties? Because then surely people just, like, if I was around your place and I saw these, I'd just press it.
Right, that's because it's a button, you want to press it, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, I don't know whether my flatmate is at home today, but someone is in the house. And the button has just been pressed because I've got an email going, thanks for your order. Like, who's pressed it?
That's amazing. You don't even know who's in your house, but you know that your main concern is that they're ordering loo rolls.
I think he's home, but he's ordered a lot of loo rolls. That's the thing as well. Like, 45 loo rolls do turn up. I mean, but you're not going to run out. And then next time you do, press it again.
Is it your flatmate or is it a burglar that's been caught short?
I don't know. I mean, if there is a burglar in my house, hi, if you're listening, by the way, thanks for the new loo rolls. So, yeah, I've just put them all in a row, like in a cupboard. Occasionally, the buttons fall off. The adhesive's not very good on the back. But these dash buttons are definitely the future. The first press is free.
But it's crazy because you can get so many different things with them.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. So I'm looking at one where you can get things for your Nerf gun.
Press a button, right? And it arrives. I don't know why there's a Nerf gun one.
There's a condom one.
Oh, I need a new Nerf gun. Press the button.
Yeah, that's not really one for you, is it?
No, there's
Nerf gun.
The condom one, got that, yeah.
There's dog food, cat food, but then you haven't got any pets.
No, I haven't got the Whiskers one because I've got a cat. But well, I was kind of tempted.
Wow, it's an amazing setup. That
press
you got
the button,
there.
Mate. It arrives the next day. It's the future.
Right.
In future, what? Right. You can just tell as well. Like, once this catches on, because only a few companies do it at the moment, but more and more companies are doing it all the time. There will be a time where, like, at gigs and stuff, bands will ask for these backstage at all their gigs. Like, within an hour,
a demand.
Beer arrives.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1's Summer
of Festivals.
OK, I've got two callers. Only one of them will be winning their way to V Festival at Highlands or Western Park. On line one, I have Isaac. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Have you been to V before?
No, I haven't.
You'll love it, hopefully. Hello, line two, Sian.
Hi, Scott.
Right, so you're playing against Isaac. So, Isaac, all you got to do is tell me if the act, artist or band that I give you are playing or not playing at V Festival this year. Okay, Isaac?
Sounds good.
If you get it right, then Sian must also get it right for the game to continue. But if you get it wrong and Sian gets it right, they will win the tickets. Sean wins the tickets. If you both get it wrong, we keep going. It's like a sudden death situation.
Yeah, it's like a penalty shootout, this.
Yeah. Now, the added thing is that there is a timer on as well, so you'll get 5 seconds to answer the question, and you answer with playing or not playing, and the first answer you give will be the final answer. Is that clear, Isaac?
Yep.
Are you good, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, this is for a pair of weekend camping tickets to V at either Highlands Park or Western Park. Let's go. Isaac, is Jade Thirlwall playing V Festival 2017?
Not playing.
You're saying not playing?
Well, I have no idea who it is.
Okay, good.
You can't who Jade Thirlwall.
Oh, sorry.
Very much part of Little Mix.
But
they're not on the bill, so you're right. Okay, Sean.
Sean, you got to get this right to still be in the game.
Sean, is Van McCann playing V Festival?
Not playing.
You're saying not playing. They're not on the bill, right?
Yeah.
Catfish to the bottom, then. Correct. They are not on the bill. You're both right and through to the next round. Isaac.
Yep.
Is Ellie Goulding playing V Festival?
Playing.
You say playing.
Yep.
Correct. She is playing. Sean?
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
Is Pixie Lott playing V Festival?
Not playing.
Pixie Lott is not playing. Both correct. Isaac.
Hello.
Hello. Answer me this. Is Izzy Gibbs playing V Festival?
Not playing.
You said not playing. That is actually wrong. Izzy Gibbs is playing.
Yes!
Now, so, Sean, this is your chance.
Sean, you've got to answer me this, okay?
Yes.
You get this right, you win the tickets.
Okay.
Sean, is Giggs playing V Festival 2017?
Yes, playing.
You're saying that Giggs is playing?
Yes.
And you'd be right!
Woo!
Yes! Well done, Sean! Oh, that is stress, that game. I'm not sure I like it.
Well played, Sean.
I'm happy now. Well done, Sean. So sorry, Isaac. That is a stress game. Sean, who are you taking to V with you?
I might take my mum, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? She'll love gigs.
She'll love pink.
She will. She'll definitely love pink.
Pink.
Have an amazing time.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. Greg James.
Good afternoon.
Who's dressed as an actual French person today. Really nice.
No. As Meghan Trainor would say in French.
No.
I know, I'm wearing Breton.
So stripey right now.
Breton with a baguette under my arm.
Not a stereotype at all, of course.
No, I think you look more like someone who works at that pizza restaurant.
Oh, where they do the dough balls.
With the one with the dough balls, yeah.
Yeah, well, because of budget cuts, I'm having to do two jobs.
What you do in the mornings, is it?
Well, no, I do a lunch shift at that restaurant. I come and do the show, then I do nights.
The one there. Near here?
I do the kitchen at night. It's busier then. Just more useful because of my long arms. I can sort of spin the pizzas and stuff on my ends.
Well, no, I know. I'll pop in. I've not been there for years, actually.
I just sometimes don't take the uniform off.
Sure. Here's today's Real or No Real with Greg James.
Rihanna's new billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel, flew a life-size toy bear around the world in an empty private jet to woo her.
Woo her? Who?
They're courting.
Who gets wooed anymore?
So he's rich enough to do whatever he wants, really. So I would have thought he could come up with better ideas than that.
I was about to say something very similar. If that's the best you can do with all your money, give your money to someone who's got better ideas.
When was the last time anyone here got wooed?
Good question.
I've never been wooed by a bear.
Have you been wooed by anything?
Ever been wooed by a bear, Scott?
You got wooed at the weekend, didn't you, Scott?
Sorry?
Did you get wooed at the weekend?
Absolutely
before you were
not.
Telling me?
No.
Did you not?
No.
By a bear?
No. How'd None you of this is good, true. Fake news.
A good wooing.
No.
No?
Fake
no,
news?
I did not. Oh.
Absolutely fake. So, Rihanna's billionaire boyfriend, who's called Hassan Jameel,
flew a life-size toy bear around the world in an empty private jet just to be like, hey, I'm a darling.
But why? Like, is that just to show what he can do? Like, I don't understand the point.
Imagine the cabin crew on that flight. What would they be doing?
Well, there wouldn't be any cabin crew because there's no passengers.
There must be someone has to be on there to do the, you know, look out. I don't know.
Well, surely you'd just have a pilot and a toy bear, wouldn't you?
Does someone bring the pilot a drink? I don't know.
But did the toy bear get delivered to Rihanna on the private jet? Is that the point of it? It's like a big delivery.
I guess, yeah.
Also, it's like when you're sending flowers to someone. For example, if I'm to send flowers to my auntie, who lives in, she lives in Shropshire.
Sure.
I don't get a London florist to drive them to Shropshire. I ask a florist near where she lives to go and take them to her house. Mm. Well, don't send the bear. Get a local bear to pop round. Don't send the bear.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure if teddy bears really do woo people. I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that.
It's sort of when you're 17 and you have your first boyfriend or girlfriend and you sort of you go to Clinton Cards and you buy a little bear. That's
bear,
what you do.
Bear
you,
holding a heart.
Yeah, when you're 16, that, you think that's the nicest thing you can possibly do. Me is and go and buy a little bear and a card and you go, I love you.
I love you.
My mate's having a house party at the weekend. Do you want to come over? I bought you this bear.
Me and Grimmy sometimes have a game of, have you played this? Which celebrity would still have teddies on their bed?
Go on then, let's play a quick game.
Okay, you go first. I've got loads, because I play it a lot.
Well, start us off then.
Pixie Lott.
Okay.
Caroline Flack.
This is a really tricky game.
Okay, I've got another one. Tom Daley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Fletcher from McFly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come, Chris, you're rubbish at this. No, Eliza Doolittle.
It's just, it's really hard thinking of famous people.
I think it's something we could do maybe on the show, though, in future. But for now, real or no real?
Niall Horan.
Do you think?
It's a good game, isn't it? Let's do it again later this week. Was there a toy bear flown around the world in a private jet to woo Rihanna, real or no real?
Probably.
So real or no real?
Probably. Yeah, real.
Yeah, probably. And Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Completely true, and why not? Because he's got all the money. Hassan had the life-size cuddly bear loaded onto an empty jet and flown halfway across the world and had it delivered to Rihanna in the attempts to woo her. And it worked, as he is now claiming that they're in love. See, you may scoff, but it worked. Who's laughing now? Who's going out with Rihanna?
Me. Yeah. He sounds awful.
Scott Mills.
That teddy bear does have the largest carbon footprint ever, correct?
Yeah, that's why it's so hideous that happened.
And next.
After Love Island contestant and former Blazing Squad member Marcel Somerville was rejected over the weekend, producers are sending his mum to the villa to give the girls a stern talking to.
Oh, wrong idea. No. Wrong
really
idea.
Bad idea. This reminds me of when they wheeled my mum out to... to have a go at Craig Revel Horwin when he's being nasty to me on Strictly.
Oh, I don't remember that. That must have been quite cringe.
Well, it was. Well, yeah. And it was also the week.
She's like, no.
She's like, stop being so mean. Got voted off that week.
Can you give me an update? What was the story? And what's the Love Island story that this is about?
Marcel was kind of rejected like by one of the girls over the weekend. So now they're flying his mum out to say to the girls, listen, he's my son.
I think that's an error on two fronts, because suddenly your mum will be in the villa situation and therefore fair game. Well, that's because it's Love Island, aren't they? And that's what happens. You enter the Love Island, everyone cracks on. And the other reason I think it's a bad idea is if you're going to send anyone to back Marcel up, surely send the squad, the Blazing Squad.
Send Melody or Crazy.
But it's never good when a parent gets involved in any sort of breakup or relationship issue. It's always so...
That's
your TV. Yeah, I mean, it's going to make great telly.
Yeah.
That they know exactly what they're doing. So but in real life, it's so bad if I could... You know, can just go round and see if we really are over, Mum. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, or if your parents stay friends with an ex, that's really tricky.
Awful.
Yeah.
I've absolutely stamped that out.
What do you mean?
You would absolutely. It's never. I've never been in that situation, but I would absolutely stamp that out.
Would you be like, no?
Well, especially for you've got to leave it a bit of time.
Yeah,
you don't want your ex still hanging out with your mum.
No, weird.
Yeah, but for some mums, it's a bit like a breakup, and so you break up, and then they have to kind of do their own breakup, and it's a bit like, oh, yeah, really sorry, because I thought you were a good one. Yeah. It's like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an ex of mine sent a card to my parents. But like, I didn't realise about it all. And I was like, oh
weird.
Are you still friends? What are you talking about? Mm.
Real or no real? Marcel's mum's going into the Love Island villa.
No.
Not like that. I mean to sort the other girls out.
I'm going to go, things I'm a couple of episodes behind.
That would be a good twist, though.
No, I'm not really fussed about her going in. I'm going to go no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
No, yes. Made up. Marcel's mum is not going anywhere near the Love Island villa, but she was on Lorraine this morning, sticking up for her son like all good mums do.
On Lorraine?
On Lorraine.
That's not a thing.
Still,
if I saw my mum on Lorraine talking about my relationship, I'd really panic.
He can't see it. He's in Mallorca. But he'll have words on the way out. You know that. It's good, though. He's with Gabby and they're the favourites to win now.
Are they?
Yeah. One more.
After Adele's weekend Wembley Stadium shows were cancelled, her live DVD will now be made up of fans' mobile phone footage, as none of her gigs were filmed.
Oh, no.
They forgot to film. They were going to film the last two.
No, but they've done about 150 of those shows, surely.
They forgot.
Someone put the cameras on.
No. Oh. Well, I don't know. It might be made up.
She's, what's the problem? Why can't she do the last two shows?
Because she's been advised to by her doctors not to.
Because
of her voice.
Thing.
Yeah.
So can you? I suppose it's quite hard to reschedule Wembley, isn't it?
Probably
like, rebook
yeah.
it like that. Because surely that would be what I would think you'd have to do. Just book for another time, right?
Yeah, but also I think she's just her voice is sort of. She needs to be not on for a while.
For a while, yeah. It's been a big tour.
Is it about 150 dates or something?
Yeah.
Is it?
It must be really bad though, because she's not the sort of person that would. Just sort of go, no thanks, to the last two. You don't do 150 dates and then go, nah, unless there's something really wrong with your voice. I think there's a lot of people having a go at it yesterday.
I didn't really see any of that.
Well, people going, we flew all the way from wherever.
Oh, I did see some Americans in tears on the news because they've flown all the way from Nashville.
Yeah, but that is a bit annoying, isn't it?
Well, it's annoying, yeah.
That way.
It's annoying, but that's life, isn't it? Life is annoying. And also, in London, there's loads of good stuff to do. Go to Madame Tussauds, queue up for 5 days, get in eventually.
That's right, and see some waxworks.
Go to another concert,
it's
maybe.
Excellent.
Go and see the waxwork, Adele. She sounds the same because she's not singing either.
Very good point.
They should have just put that on stage. Oh, they should have put the Waxwork Adele on and just played out the CD.
Okay, I feel like this is getting out of control.
That's kind of weird, but kind of like, I'd also quite like to see that.
Would have been
well.
Amazing, wouldn't it?
So no one filmed the live gig and the last two didn't happen. So the new DVD will be made up of fans' mobile phone footage really of Adele's gig.
Really good idea, Greg, because you could still put the waxwork in the taxi at the end as well, like on the real show. You could
start the car.
You could do everything the same, just not the singing.
Yeah. Real or no real?
You could sort of just airlift her in to Wembley Stadium with the waxwork.
Sorry, Scott, do you want real or
like
no
real? Answer, yeah.
At the end of it, you could melt it down and make candles for all the audience.
Weird. No, that would be weird at the end.
Here's your commemorative Adele candle. It's made from real Adele wax.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
No, made up. Although over 100 professional cameras were set up to film the final Wembley Stadium gigs for her live DVD. But since they're now off because of broken voice, it's looking like we're going to have to wait a lot longer for that live DVD. So your mum's going to be well upset. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.